Welcome to the Friday, May 3rd episode of Briefings with Butts. That is amazing. We are in May, ladies and gentlemen. This is our 35th episode of the 23-24 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, to celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Linda Moore at North Wayne Elementary School. Congratulations, Linda. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. I've had the opportunity to spend several days with leaders from around the state looking at how we may redesign the learning experience, especially for our high school-age children, to provide more internships, apprenticeships, and work-based learning experiences. Stay tuned for more details that will be coming out on that, as well as the state considering the high school diploma redesign with GPS and GPS Plus. May is such a busy month with lots of field trips, award programs, and everything happening throughout the district. We know it's a great opportunity for our students to wrap up the 23-24 school year. Our district celebrated Appreciation Day for our child nutrition staff. We're so appreciative of the work and the preparation they do to serve thousands of nutritious meals. Many of our students eat all three meals in our schools: breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So thanks to all of our dedicated child nutrition staff for all that they do for our students and our staff each day. Well, next week is Teacher Appreciation Week. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes, but what a great opportunity for us to talk about one of our amazing teachers, recently crowned the Wayne Township Elementary Teacher of the Year from McClellan Elementary, Sarah Becker. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Mrs. Nichols, when she introduced you, talked about all of the different grade levels that you have taught, right? K through four, I think. Was that right?
First through fourth.
First through fourth. This year you're teaching second grade.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite?
I like the littles. Okay. I'm really passionate about the foundation of reading, and you just see so much growth in those first and second grades. So that 1-2 is kind of my sweet spot.
Yeah. We didn't talk about this beforehand, but we know there's a lot of focus right now on science of reading. There's a lot of focus now coming up with iRead being given at the end of second grade and the end of third grade, and potentially retention again for those students who don't pass in third grade. Talk about that as a second grade teacher and how critical that is, because you're in this critical time period where we're preparing our students to become good readers.
We were actually really nervous at first, like expecting second graders to basically learn, you know, third grade and master those third grade standards, yeah, since that's kind of what it is. It gave us an extra motivation this year, and it was actually really powerful to see how many kids actually passed from second grade that were like, oh my goodness, they're already ahead of the game. And we feel like it's going to give third grade teachers that much more of a focus, mm-hmm, on who's at risk, who's on track, and really can focus in on those kids to get them to pass in third grade. So hopefully we won't have too many kids, if any, retained.
Yeah. And I think it's a benefit for us to give the iRead at second grade. We now can identify, prior to getting into third grade and some of the time that it takes to do the early assessments in third grade, we now have the summer after second grade to do some really intense interventions.
And it's actually impressive how many parents were ecstatic to have their kids have the opportunity to go to summer school, mm, and to offer that to them. And I'm pretty sure everyone that I offered a spot took it, and they did it with a big smile on their face, which is great to provide, yeah, that as well.
That's great. Let's talk about you and your Teacher of the Year. What was that experience like? Obviously, we had all the teachers there. We had a large crowd in the little theater, and we announced you as the Elementary Teacher of the Year for all of Wayne Township.
I mean, it's a complete honor. And I keep telling all my, you know, my support staff and all my friends there at McClellan, I was like, it's really just an honor for McClellan, because I could not survive this year without my support staff, mm-hmm, and the friends that you lean on and teammates. So it really is a group effort, especially in my classroom.
What do you think in your application made the difference? Was there anything that you put in there particularly that you felt really proud of, that you thought, this is something that's going to set me apart from the others?
My husband actually asked me that last night when we got home. He was like, so kind of what did you think about the whole evening? And he asked that same question. And I think I have so many different abilities in my classroom. I have students with physical impairments. I have many level one students in my classroom, and then kind of just a range of abilities. So my ability to differentiate within my classroom, is kind of like my power move, I guess I'll call it that I feel very passionate about meeting kids where they're at and finding we're working on main idea. Let's get everyone to be able to work on that skill at whatever reading level that they can read at. So I think that's probably one of my strengths that maybe set me apart.
Have you always been at McClelland?
No, I started at McClelland in Title I like, 12, 13 years ago. My husband transferred to England.
Wow.
So I left the district for a year and a half, did some, back when Achieve was on my big campus, and I did some curriculum writing while I was overseas and did traveling and kind of had an experience of a lifetime.
Absolutely.
Came back, I got hired back at Maplewood for a year, and then I ended back kind of in my home school and my safe place there at McClelland. Has a big heart, so.
And warmly known as the Mac.
Yes.
Right. So why'd you come back to Wayne Township?
You know, I will be honest. I applied everywhere not knowing if, you guys would accept me back because I did leave the district. I got job offers elsewhere, but Wayne felt like home to me. Mm-hmm. Even though I wasn't going back to a familiar school, I knew I believed in the curriculum. I believed in the teachers. I believed in us being forward-thinking and knew I wanted to be a part of some of that forward-thinking and, hold my spot there.
Mm-hmm. Every community has different opportunities, different challenges, different demographics, different mindsets. And so the students that we serve are very diverse. They come from sometimes some really challenging backgrounds. Why not somewhere that maybe was less challenging?
People actually ask me that. They're like, why don't you, go to your kid's school or why don't you move closer to home? Because I live 25 minutes away, so it's not the most convenient drive this way. I feel like I'm making the biggest impact here in Wayne. I can work somewhere closer to home, but I don't think I would have the same fulfillment that I do every day coming to this building. And I will tell you, I have the best team. It's just, it's fun to come to work. Mm. I mean, McClelland is a special place, and why would I want to leave something that's so fun and I enjoy coming to work every day?
Oh, that's wonderful. They often talk about it's the people you work with that really make the difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you've talked about your team and you've talked about your administration. So it was exciting to have Mary Hendricks here at the ceremony last week because we know that she's retired, but she spent quite a few years with you as well.
Yeah, we saw her at the Frozen musical the week before, and I was like, man, I'm getting my Mary fix. This is great. We miss you.
So let's shift gears. Now you have, you're working on an application to put in for the State Teacher of the Year. What are your thoughts about that? What would happen if you were selected? And because we've had several teachers throughout the years that have kind of made it into, down that pathway and been selected in the top 10, top three. What would that look like? What would you do?
I mean, I would be ecstatic. It's an honor to be at, the building level and now a complete honor to be representing Wayne. Yeah. So I can't even imagine anything, getting even in any better than this. Yeah. So we'll see what those emails you send me and how much work it's going to be, and we'll go from there.
One of the things we always like to ask our guests, when you're not teaching, when you're not working, what do you like to do just to stay, rejuvenated and to fill your time, fill your bucket?
I have three small boys, 7, 5, and 2.
Wow.
So we are a sports enthusiastic family, spending many days and nights at the ball fields. Yeah. And, we are big sports fans, going to Cardinals games, Pacers games, Indians. It's just, we like doing that as a family, and our kids are just so thrilled. For me, I would say I enjoy running. I enjoy yoga. I enjoy cooking, although my cooking looks a little different now with little people around. It's not as therapeutic as maybe it would be. That 5:30 time is not overly fun in my household.
Whatever's quick and easy.
Yes, yes.
And nutritious, of
yes,
course.
Yes, 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 of course.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest, and good luck in this next phase. Whatever happens, we are so proud of you, and we want to thank you for all that you are doing for our children and continue to do, and just ecstatic. And I can't wait next week to get into your classroom during Teacher Appreciation Week to announce this. I know your students are already going to know, but we're going to do make it more formal and do a full announcement and just really hype it up.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Well, as we said, next week is Appreciation Week for our teachers. It's also Appreciation Day for our nurses on Monday, May the 6th. Tuesday, May the 7th is the designated day for the district, but it is all week. And as we communicated, Friday, May the 10th, will be a Jeans Day. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the superintendent, for the first time ever, will be wearing jeans on May the 10th, our Jeans Day. I will say, however, it will be after I go to the host breakfast in my suit. I will go back home and put my jeans on. So be looking around because I'm going to come around to buildings on May the 10th. Hopefully get some pictures with teachers also in their jeans as we celebrate our appreciation for all of our teachers, our behavior consultants, our media specialists, really everyone that is working inside of our schools. And Friday, May 10th also gives us a great opportunity to see our seniors, the class of 2024, walking through the halls of all of our schools as they come back and visit the schools where they attended and get to show our young students what it looks like to be a graduate of Ben Davis High School and Ben Davis University High School. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSC of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.